Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for coming on Gavin Grades the Movies. I saw Popstar last night, and the first concern I have for you is, are you aware that there is another movie called Popstar starring Aaron Carter?
We are aware. We raised our concerns with the studio, who assured us it would not be an issue.
Okay, good. And second of all, this is one of the funniest movies I've seen in a really long time.
Oh, thanks.
The critics go see a screening, they hand out like little cards for notes, and I don't even know what the studio does with them. I wrote this down, and I mean it, as a massive fan of this movie. It's like Spinal Tap, but for the 21st century.
I mean, that's hugely, hugely high praise. That obviously Spinal Tap is the bar for anything like this and is legendary. So to be even in the same breath as that movie is incredible.
Were you aiming for that, though? Was that the intention that you guys had?
Well, we figured we'd never catch a movie as legendary as that, but that because the genre of music we work in is so different and because the landscape of the music world is so different, that it was maybe finally a safe time to try doing something even a little bit similar.
Yeah.
Is that politically correct enough?
Yeah, I say that's pretty safe. And I love that it's a mockumentary. I think that that's an art form that, one, is not easy to do, and two, nobody really attempts them that much anymore. And, you know, movies like Spinal Tap and all the Christopher Guest movies, but CB4, though, yeah, is another fake music documentary that was brilliant.
Yeah.
And this falls like right into that, and it really is a brilliant film. And the thing that I was thinking while watching this was insane jealousy, because you're the other two guys in the Lonely Island, Jorma and Akiva, they're your childhood friends, right?
Yes.
Explain to me how this happens. How childhood friends get to your age and just have what is probably going to be an insanely successful film on their hands?
Well, we keep working together. It was weird. You know, we always say when we were in high school, we were in a big group of friends and everybody was really funny. And then we were just the only three out of everybody that decided to try and do it for a living. I mean, it's I don't know if you ever saw that Seinfeld documentary, Comedian, but he talks about a similar thing.
Yeah. In that movie, he even says, like, I wasn't even the funniest one. Doesn't he say something like that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we feel that way. We certainly had friends growing up that were hysterical and were the ones that we would always be excited to hear what they were saying. But yeah, I mean, it's just been a dream. I don't know how else to put it. It's been really great. We got hired at SNL together, which was unprecedented, and then, you know, we kind of were just doing our own thing that we had been doing before we got hired there, and it somehow went great, and we're just riding it for as long as we possibly can.
So is it a little bit of semi-autobiographical, since, not to slam Jorma and Akiva, it's not a slam at all, but
no.
They're not Andy Samberg. People know Andy Samberg. They may not know those guys by name. And it's a movie about a trio where one guy gets way more famous than the other two. I won't say how it ends, but is it a semi-biographical story?
Semi, for sure. I mean, we know the scenarios that we're playing with in it. I mean, the difference, obviously, is we've been saying that the characters in the movie are like us if we were not self-aware in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the dynamic of a group and then one person breaking out from the group is also something that's really prevalent in pop music and in, you know, boy band culture and, like, Destiny's Child with Beyonce,
sure, or,
you know, even as far back as the Beatles or Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, you know, Genesis, people go solo. That's kind of a trope of the music industry that we found really interesting. So, we had that to draw on, and the fact that we really are old friends in real life was something fun to draw on And it was also something, you know, Judd Apatow produced the movie, and it was something he really encouraged us to lean into.
Yeah.
So when Judd tells you to do something, you listen.
Sure. And by the way, since Judd Apatow had his name on the movie, it was nice to see a Judd Apatow project that came in under 2.5 hours long.
Sure. Well, it's a different tone.
Yeah,
sure.
Totally. So this is a question that I had. So it's littered. It's not a giveaway. It's littered with all kinds of cameos from music stars.
Yes.
One person that was missing, suspiciously missing, is Bieber. And the movie definitely has a feel of mocking Bieber's life. Do you know how he feels about this movie?
We haven't spoken to him about it yet, but we certainly have no ill will towards him, and we hope he likes it. I think he'll find it funny. We've worked with him a few times and really liked him.
Okay.
And we like his music, especially his last record, I think is really great. So yeah, I'm hoping he checks it out and digs it. I mean, there's a little bit of a tonal similarity, because, you know, he put out those two popumentaries, but it's also like the Katy Perry one and the One Direction one and all those things.
Yeah, but your character, Connor, for real, though, kind of looks Bieber-esque, too.
Well, I'm also limited by the fact that I am white and a guy, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I look a lot less like Katy Perry or Beyonce than I look like Justin Bieber. So in that way, it was that. I mean, I also kind of have shades of Macklemore and Kanye and Drake and One Direction and all these people. We kind of smushed them all together and sort of tried to make a piece like about what's happening in pop culture and pop music right now.
So another thing that I thought of when I was watching the movie is something happens in the movie and Connor for real falls from grace a tiny bit and ends up in Sacramento, California, which is where we are right now.
Where you are based, yes.
What inspired that decision?
Well, we grew up in the Bay Area in Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
And we knew we wanted him and the Style Boys to be like NorCal, with a NorCal vibe and maybe like a Bay Area kind of a slang, because we were well-versed in it and we thought it would just be kind of funny as the backdrop for it. But then we didn't want it to be overtly our hometown, so we were like, what's something just adjacent to the Bay Area that we could choose that seemed just left of center of what we were actually doing? And we'd all spent time in Sacramento and, you know, figure the vibe there was pretty similar. So that's how we picked it.
Okay, good. That went better than I thought I thought it would. I thought it was going to be like, oh, well, it's a dump.
No way. I love especially old Sacramento. I've spent time up there. I've been to the State Fair a bunch of times.
Sure.
We have a lot of love for Sac.
I'll bet you bought a hilarious T-shirt at old Sac and toured our train museum.
Yes, indeed, and smashed on some corn dogs at the fair.
The last suggestion I'm going to have is, if you decide to do a spinoff or if you decide to do a sequel, the screening that I was at, the little tiny 1-minute scenes, maybe even less than 1 minute, of making fun of the TMZ show, the CMZ with,
yeah.
I mean, you had Rob Hubel, Birbiglia, Eric Andre. It's this like short scene and they destroyed the entire theater.
It's Will Arnett. It's not Hubel. It's
Will Arnett. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you do a spinoff, a whole mockumentary about that, I think would be absolutely brilliant. You're free to have that idea.
Well, I will tell you this. First of all, I agree with you. They were so funny and they really light it up every time they're on screen in the movie. But we shot a whole half day with them and just let them go to town. So there's a bunch of scenes not in the movie that are maybe the funniest stuff they did that's going to be on the extras when the movie comes out, you know, online and on DVD.
Oh, God.
So you have that to look forward to. I would say probably some of the hardest laughs we had while shooting are pulled from when we were shooting with those guys.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see them. The hardest laughs I had from the whole movie was from those scenes, and it's sad that they had to get cut, but I get it though. I think we're running out of time, but Andy, dude, it is Popstar is a hilariously funny movie. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying so.
And thanks for coming on Gavin Grades and Movies. When the CMZ documentary comes out, please come back on.
You got it. And big shout out to Sacramento.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.